If you aren't partying this weekend, I just don't know what to tell you. Come on. Look at the place that we live in. Look at this beautiful weather today. Get out and about and take advantage of it because, well, you know, weatherman said it was supposed to be snowing today, but it's kind of nice outside. A little crisp, but we're in fall. Come on. And, of course, we are out and about at Max Casino in Carson City. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, look at that. You know, turkeys are actually very friendly. Unless you have a microphone for some reason. And then they attack you, especially when you're live on air. But no, you don't want to do that in front of her. Oh, that one got away. That's nice. So welcome to the Monica J Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are all about Northern Nevada. We're going to be getting a call from one of our elected representatives in Lyon County. See how that meeting went last night with the idea of raising people's water and sewage bills. Have you noticed everything just keeps going up and up and up? Are you happy with your service? That's what you have to ask yourself. When things go up, when prices go up, when fees go up, are you happy with that service? You know, sometimes there's a reason for prices to go up, and that's fine if you are happy. If you're not happy, then you have to think to yourself, why is this happening? We have a very special guest joining us also at 11 o'clock today, so I hope you join me, and that is the Secretary of the Veterans Administration. He will be joining us, and that is Secretary Robert Wilkie. I've got a few questions that I'd like to ask him about, what are we doing for our men and women in service who are committing suicide? Those numbers just keep going up and up, and I believe in my heart, one of the reasons is we are so technologically advanced now that more and more servicemen, which is fantastic, are coming home from the battlefield. You know, with our people being right there on the spot, being able to save people, even when they've been hit with an IED, traumatic injuries, brain injuries, physical injuries, missing limbs. People are still coming home. They're being saved. When back in, you know, World War II, this would not have happened. You know, they would the casualty rate would have been much higher. But those servicemen and women are also coming home with PTSD. And not a single person who hasn't lived through that can understand what they're going through. So again, I mention High Anxiety Day. Go on to Facebook. It's a special closed group just for men and women of the military who may just need somebody to talk to. But we'll also get the Secretary's take on the suicide rates and a couple of other things too. Something else that we want to be looking forward to today, besides our turkey drop that is going to be going on until 7 o'clock tonight at Max Casino for the Salvation Army. You can also get some great deals at Max Casino when you donate. So Craig Swope will be joining us in a little bit to tell us what's going on live on location. And we did have a specific request from the Salvation Army. No live turkeys. Need to be frozen. Plus, of course, all the accoutrements that go along with it. Yes, all of those yummies that go on those side dishes, which, you know, I don't get. Just give me turkey, cranberry sauce, and stuffing. That's all I need. And then in the middle of the night, throw some bread in too so I can make a sandwich. That's Thanksgiving for me. But spend it with your family. Don't let the left and these climate exaggerators and these hoaxers get to you. Go see your family. Travel. Be stuck in traffic. Be stuck at the airport. It's the Thanksgiving experience. Go and see your family. And for whatever, for goodness sake, don't bring up politics. Just have the day together. Talk about memories. You know, go back and talk about what you did at the first Thanksgiving you can remember or mention things that you're thankful for, because that's the important part of this. Yes, I know I get on here and it's all politics and that kind of good stuff, but you know what? There's so much more to life, and I really want you to be participating in it. All right? That's what it's all about. Oh, my goodness. Carson City deputies arresting an 18-year-old for a probation violation after driving 10 miles an hour in a 25 zone. Seriously? Somebody told me that one time, that if you ever suspect you're being followed, slow down. Don't speed up. It drives people crazy. And I can attest to that. Anytime somebody is driving, you know, 60 on the highway, or when you get into certain traffic conditions and it just keeps slowing down and slowing down. It's like, you know, if we all just went the speed limit in the different places, we probably wouldn't have as much road rage. But, all right. Something else that we need to address is what you heard Armstrong and Getty talking about earlier, or not Armstrong and Getty. I'll get to that in a minute with the whole Mr. Rogers thing. That kind of creeps me out. But the situation in Colorado with kids being out of school, there they've got the norovirus. Here we've got whooping cough. It seems like every day, every time we turn around, there's more cases of whooping cough. What is going on at our schools? Are they not being sanitized? Is the problem that parents aren't keeping their kids home? Please. We are in this whole, I'm not going to vaccinate my kids thing. And we're just seeing more and more things come around. We're seeing measles return. We're seeing things that we don't often see. I mean, usually this time of year, we're all stressed about, oh, everybody get their flu shot. Different kind of shot, turkey shot. But that's the thing, is we need to start taking better care of ourselves and make that decision. Maybe you have to stay home from work too, but it is best for the community. If you know your child is sick, don't send them to school, because that's your, babysitting for the day, which is what our schools are pretty much turning into, is babysitters, and the fact that they're indoctrinating your kids. But here's the thing. We cannot let these outbreaks continue, because they can be so deadly. If your child gets whooping cough and takes it home to more family members who are either elderly or babies, oh my goodness, if there's a baby in the family, whooping cough is just, it's deadly to them. So have a sense of community and protect your children. If you think that there's whooping cough at your school and you keep your kids home, keep your kids home. It's for your kids' health and safety. That's the most important thing. A lot of things going on in the news, but I am very happy that Armstrong and Getty touched on the new movie, which some people might be going and seeing this weekend, Mr. Rogers. Does it freak anybody out that Tom Hanks makes such a realist, he could be a little bit skinnier, but he makes such a dead on Mr. Rogers. It just, when I saw the trailers of that, I'm just like, oh my gosh. I know he's a great actor. I know we don't agree politically on things, but he is a great actor. And for him to pull that role off with not only the looks, but just the whole persona. You know, he has that kind of gleam in his eye. that look that Mr. Rogers had, that sweetness, that sensitivity. It really is mind-boggling how actors and actresses get in to their characters. And I remember growing up with Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And that, I wonder what he would say about the PC culture nowadays, because we've seen Sesame Street. Yeah, we've seen Sesame Street take on the whole, well, whatever issue that is out there. Because even Sesame Street, this is from an article by Lois DeBrow back on the 13th. And if you cut my funding, I'll be homeless. Guess who's saying that? Oscar the Grouch. I want Oscar the Grouch to be Oscar the Grouch. I mean, the shows I grew up, like Mr. Rogers, hello. Welcome. Mr. Rogers taught us everything. Taught us about diversity. Taught us about different people and being kind and all of that. You don't have to change that message to be in a PC culture. You don't have to have Oscar the Grouch. Turn that up, Dan.
Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine?
This is what we grew up with. We grew up with learning about kindness and diversity and different people in our world and dealing with people and accepting people. But the PC culture out there has gone crazy. And maybe it's time for federal funding to go away from these public television things that are supposed to be serving everybody, not just, you know, focusing on certain people's agendas. It's like, seriously? We need to rein this stuff in, because it's getting bad. And I don't blame Sesame Street completely, but when you have this PC culture going into little kids, the little ones, they don't have to worry about this stuff. Let kids be kids. Let them go to the park and play with their friends. Let them go to school and learn about geography and reading and writing and making sure that they have their skills that they can succeed in life. Not all this other BS that goes along with an adult's world. They don't have to worry about that now. It's all about that normalization, and we want to grab the kids. And if your mommy and daddy are against this, then they're bad people. If your mommy and daddy are against, drag queen story time. I just saw this article. If you're a teacher, told her kids, if your mommy and daddy are against drag queen story time, then they're bigots. Okay, now not only are they indoctrinating kids, but they're turning children against their parents. When I look at the government, I want the government to fund security, to fund the protection of this country, the protection of this people, police, fire, good education, not indoctrination education. This is just ridiculous. Your tax dollars at work, going to the arts and humanities and all this other stuff that it was never intended for. Yes, taxes aren't in the Constitution. It's a societal agreement that we said okay to, but only for certain things. And the government has just taken that way out of control. Stick around. We'll be right back, and hopefully we'll maybe have a little something from our turkey drive in Carson City and just a whole lot more on this beautiful Friday in our neighborhood on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And if you didn't hear about it, as Paul White joined me yesterday and we were talking about it, and Jeff Church with RenoTaxRevolt.com, a Reno PD sergeant retired, spending his retirement making it a better community. I love that. So a lot happened between the last 2 days of the city actually going in. And I do not like the way that the media is portraying this. City of Reno sweeps up homeless community. We shouldn't have homeless communities dotting the area, okay? The city of Reno is not going out and doing a horrific thing. The warming shelters are open, not only for VOA, but for Catholic Charities of Northern Nevada. I went to an event last night. I wanted to have fun, and my mouth got started. I went to the Triumphant Awards for the Girl Scouts of Sierra Nevada. Beautiful event. Wonderful, amazing women celebrated for their accomplishments and what they bring to the community. And there he was, Commissioner Von Hartung. So what did I do? I went up and said hi, and we started talking about the homeless situation. Von is such a good sport. He knows how to have that PC conversation in nice events. I probably shouldn't have done it, but I wanted to make sure that he knew that we were working for the betterment of the community. We're being attacked from being we, myself, and QOL Reno, being attacked by the martyrs out there who feel that the homeless should be able to do whatever they want to do in every community. But that's just not the case. You have to enforce laws. You can't just pick and choose what laws you want to enforce. If there's a no camping along the river law, you need to enforce it. Yeah, we feel bad that people are out on the streets, but why are they out on the streets? We're not answering the questions that need to be answered because nobody wants to enforce the law. And Vaughn's position last night was, you know, QOL bad because they want to arrest people. They want to have people arrested and put in jail. And it's like, well, you know what? Maybe this will start waking people up. Maybe it will start giving that particular community, whether it be addiction, mental illness, maybe it will give them the wake-up call that we're serious. They can't do this. So they need to find help. They need to seek treatment. Because we're not going to allow them to just go out. And you know what? Maybe it would be one thing if somebody had a tent out somewhere and everything around them was clean and there weren't any needles just laying around or waste going into our drinking water. Maybe people would have a different opinion about it. But the media is doing you no favors by putting out headlines that the city is out there sweeping up the homeless encampments. Your tax dollars at work, finally doing the work. This is a good accomplishment. Don't look at it as a negative that they're trying to portray it as. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. What would you like to talk about on this Friday? It's a fabulous Friday. Lots of things going on. Toy drives getting going out there. We're in the holiday season. So what are you waiting for? Give me a call. Do you have something going on that you'd like to share with the community? Then I would love to have you call in at 884-9910, 884-9910. And we'll check in with Craig Swope right after we have this Fox News update to see what's going on at Max Casino for the Evans broadcast, Salvation Army, and Max Casino Turkey Drive.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
If you want to get in your calls today, it's 884-9910, and you got to watch out for all those little turkeys out there. Please do not be hassling mine at Max Casino this morning until, well, we're going till 7 o'clock tonight. I don't think Craig's going to be out there that long, but we appreciate him being there live on location. Craig Swope, our very own, thank you so much. How's it going out there? Do we have a lot of turkey at Max Casino?
We do, and a lot of donations as well. But most of the turkeys have stayed away from me, and I'm having a great time here with a lot of sunshine. A breeze is picking up, but it really feels like a pretty good November 22nd. If you can think about some November 22nds that you've experienced in your life, this one's going to be on the not too bad list. 50 degree weather this afternoon, so people are enjoying being outside. They're not bundling their arms up, shivering like last year. And a lot of people have been coming by. The whole idea of the turkey drop started with Mike and Lorraine Hodakete at Mike's Pharmacy about 22 years ago. And it's evolved into what it is now at Max Casino. And staying true to their roots, Lorraine brought a donation of $500 by. And we also have had the governor and some other state officials come by and not only bring donations, but greet people as well. The credit union, Greater Nevada Credit Union, bringing a carload of turkeys, and they say they've got 9 more carloads to come. And, you know, Jerry had mentioned earlier about these Gary Allen tickets. Somebody came by, and it turned out there was a conflict with the date. They can't use them, so if you want to bring by a donation and you want Gary Allen tickets coming up for his concert in Reno, we've got tickets for that as well. And as Monica mentioned, till 7 o'clock tonight, we're here until noon, and Tanner stops by, and then Connie Ray later this afternoon. And I think Jerry is – Monica, can you believe that Jerry's actually going to do both ends of the 7-to-7 sandwich?
I'm pretty darn impressed.
I find it
impressed.
Hard to believe that the guy's working until 7 o'clock in the night. But he says he's going to. We'll see.
I love it. Craig, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll check back with you in the next hour to see how it's going. And hear some more of those great donations that are coming in. And bless the Hodakete for getting this started 22 years ago. This is just an awesome thing to show the community coming together. We've all seen hard times before. This is not something that we do to, you know, just go out there and grab publicity or, you know, look good to other people. This is sharing our holiday, what we're thankful for, and being a part of other people's lives, adopting a family during the holidays. There are all kinds of wonderful things that you can do to say thank you. You know, I've been blessed, so I want to help somebody else out. Just because we have a good economy, just because the Dow is up there and Wall Street is doing good, doesn't mean that your neighbor didn't lose a job. It doesn't mean that your neighbor hasn't suffered an illness and medical bills coming in that are outrageous. It doesn't mean that your neighbors can't use that little extra hug. Let them know that their friends and their neighbors and their community are thinking about them. Because that's what we're all about. We're all about community. And speaking of community, I think I mentioned it last week. I can't remember now, but there is going to be an open seat on the Incline Village General Improvement District, and they're looking right now for qualified individuals that are interested in serving on the Board of Trustees. The trustee, Phil Horan, he resigned, and that's going to be effective on December 16th. So they want to make sure that they go through the process and get some good qualified people and get somebody on that seat that, you know, it's important. And this is, so you don't want to be a senator. You don't want to be a congressman. You don't want to be, you know, going down to Carson City and serving in the legislature. You want to be in your community. This is a great way to do it. Be on the general improvement districts. Let your voice be heard. I hear more and more people all the time who just complain about what's going on. You could be that voice that makes the difference. Ken Gray, long military service, never thought that he would be going into public office, but got elected to the Board of Commissioners for Lyon County, and now is happy that he did. I know we all have our lives to live. We all have, you know, we're shuttling the kids around. There's activities, there's work, there's things to do at the house. But sometimes you just have to take that step back and say, you know what? Maybe I do a little bit more for the community. And rather than doing this, I'll join the Board of Commissioners or I'll apply to be a part of it. I like the voting myself, you know, even if it's electronic voting and just getting the numbers in somehow. I know you don't have, you know, sometimes you have to have this big old election, but sometimes people are appointed. That's rough for me, because when people are just appointed to boards and to serve on city councils, and that's somebody else's choice. And you have to wonder about the person making that choice. We're all suspicious of government nowadays. And that's just not me. I'm talking about, there's a wonderful organization out there. I don't know if you've seen it before. Put it in your search engine. Put it in your favorites. Numbers USA. That's a big one. Numbers USA. They just do statistics and just give you facts. They just look at numbers. And there's a reason that people look at numbers. I was going through this one the other day. Nearly 4 in 10 Americans believe the nation's political divide is due more to individuals relying on different facts about problems than having different beliefs on how to address those problems. More than half of Americans turn to social media now at least once a day for news on the government. But only 11% say they trust the information that they're receiving there. And I'm glad to see that that's a low number. Because if you're getting your information from social media, remember, just like anything else, there's two sides to every story. And it could be manipulated. And here's the other one. Americans trust the federal government more on some topics than others. Trust is highest on national disasters. That's only 36%. But we all come together, for the most part, when there is a natural disaster. You see it for yourself. When a fire is raging, when, you know, there's a flood, we help our neighbors. What is their lowest trust in? The environment. Now, who are they listening to? Are they listening to the OACs and what they're screaming about climate crisis, which we know if you actually search out the facts, Go to naturalnews.com. Look up this stuff for yourself. Look up the fact that the ozone layer is healing itself and is, what, like three-quarters of the way healed from when they were screaming about it in the 70s? We have heard about this climate crisis. That is the only thing that I think I really trust and appreciate in all of the news and all of the technology out there is recordings. People seem to forget that, gosh, what, since the 50s now, 40s, ever since we had this wonderful thing come about of recording and videotaping, filming, we have the things that people have been talking about. And climate change, the Earth is supposed to have ended for the last 40 years in 10 years. And that's what they're screaming again now. In 10 years, there's no going back. That's what they've been saying for the last 40 years. Listen to the quotes. You know, back when the Democrats had the ability to do something about it. Oh, illegal immigration. We won't stand for this. We need to fix that border. We're going to, you know, do all this. And And then soon as somebody else is fixing the problems, they're evil. They're bad. They're racist. They're fascists. Yeah, isn't it interesting? So go back. Listen to the hypocrites out there and the things that they said 10 years ago and the things that they're... Sorry about that. Weren't Armstrong and Getty just saying that's how you blow your ears out? Well, I wasn't going to blow your ears out by sneezing in them, so. But please, send a message to the hypocrites out there that are saying the world's climate is going to just, we're all going to be dead. To the people out there that we should have open borders. Immigration is not the problem. Send those hypocrites a message, especially next year. Be ready for it. People ready to pump millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars, into the 2020 election. And that's just not on the federal level. We're going to be seeing a lot of that here on the local level. You're going to be tired of it. I'm going to be tired of it. I'm so sorry about that. But you just have to trudge through. But the most important thing you can do for yourself is find the facts. Go on to these websites like Numbers USA. It's important. It is important. Hey, your calls are important as well, too. Whatever you want to talk about today, you want to talk about numbers? That's good. You want to talk about how you feel? If you trust your elected representatives? That's good, too. Foreign affairs? Whatever. I like to keep it local, though. It's live and local FM talk on the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM talk.
Live and local FM talk. For all of Northern Nevada, 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We've got so much going on right now. We got Craig Swope, who's out at Max Casino for us today. He's going to be there until about noon. And then we got Tanner from our sister station, The Wolf, coming in. Then we've got Connie Ray from our sister station, Fun 100 coming in, 100.1 coming in. And Then, oh my gosh, we got Chris Payne after that? Not quite sure. We might have one of the other guys, but then we got Jerry Evans coming back on. Evans Broadcast Company loves doing this because we are a part of a very big community. Yerington, Smith Valley, Mason Valley, Reno, Sparks, Carson, Fallon, Fernley. The list goes on and on. Because we love and we want to work with Northern Nevada and we want to make sure everybody gets heard. And you can always be heard between 10 and noon at 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about. And it is Friday. We're celebrating Friday. There are a lot of great things to do this weekend, so get out and about. It seems the toy drives have already started up if you want to do something for the kids. Watch for the drives, though, also for the seniors. Because we always get the toys we need for whether it be the Salvation Army, Toys for Tots with the Marines, all of the different toy drives that are done locally. But we have a tendency to forget the seniors. And I really don't want to see that happen. Really don't want to see that happen. They've outlived family members. They've outlived friends. A lot of times their pets are their only companions. So whatever you want to donate. I realized this the other day that another collection that we were doing, they were collecting things for pets. So pet food and things like that. When people are making decisions, especially seniors, of choices between food and medication, when asked what they would maybe like for Christmas, a gift card so they can buy toiletries. I'm not kidding you. Things like toilet paper? Yeah. It's time to help out a little bit. That shouldn't be something that somebody receives at Christmas. They should be receiving items of comfort, like nice warm scarves and gloves and things that let them know that they're remembered and they're appreciated. And then maybe a gift card on top of that. That's always good. So lots of fundraisers going on. I hope you get out and enjoy some of the fun things, too, like the craft fairs. We can get back to the politics and everything on Friday or on Monday. And you know we will. We'll have special guests on Monday with special announcement, too. I'm not allowed to say it ahead of time or he'll hate me for the rest of my life, so We will be hearing from a special male guest. I already kind of let that out on a special announcement. So this is what we do. We talk about the things that you want to talk about. Speaking of which, a lot of people don't know that the different meetings and things are going on where your voice is paramount, okay? One of the meetings and one of the changes that have been going on. Yeah, everybody has their preferences. I like snowmobiles. I like going out and snowmobiling. But I also feel for the communities that people go out and they snowmobile in or around. And you should be able to have a voice in these decisions. So just one more thing on the agenda. It includes a request for community feedback and discussion and possible action. I hate it when they say possible action because you're thinking, oh, I don't have to go to that meeting because, you know, they're probably not going to act on it. They need to be more concise, more, you know, yes, we are going to act on this. So if you want your opinion in, get it in and be there. But they're drafting code language, and you can actually view it on the list. If you go to IVCB Community 1, and then ST, so it's IVCBCommunityFirst.org, you can start getting their emails and their reminders about the Washoe County Citizens Advisory Board and the meetings, but this one is going to be specifically on the terrain they're adjusting the terrain for the snowmobiles. Okay. The USDA, the Forest Service came in, they made up the map with no input from the community. And now it's time for you to get your comment in. And you got to do it before December 9th at 5 p.m. That is your last opportunity. Don't forget about it. We are going to be right back with the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, Robert Wilkie. And we've got some important questions for him right after this on 99.1.